For the high school class of 2020, this senior year has been a series of disappointing cancellations due to the pandemic. First classes, then prom, and now graduation. Some schools are trying out video conference graduation ceremonies, and then there are the schools that are trying something a little different. NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
For the millions of high school seniors who've been robbed of their capstone year, their last season on varsity teams, senior prom, awards night, it's been hard to let go of graduation, too.
To not have one just doesn't seem right to us.
Absolutely. They've earned it. That's where I'm coming from.
In North Salem, New York, Superintendent Ken Freeston and Principal Vince DeGrande started brainstorming last month for ways to get their seniors some pomp, despite the circumstance, and they called a nearby venue.
John, where we're at is my two crazy advisors drove up there and absolutely loved the place.
Within days, they were on a conference call negotiating a contract and hammering out logistics.
We will bring a security guard with us. We will bring a custodian for the wipe down of the restrooms.
They kept it all top secret so other schools wouldn't steal their idea and their site. It's one of only a couple dozen of its kind in all of New York State.
Not that we're competitive, but...
Drum roll, please.
Last night, they finally announced it online to their seniors.
There was Armstrong landing on the moon, then there's this.
Stranded at the drive-in. Branded.
Senior Kaylee DeCina watched from home with her family.
Your graduation will be taking place at Four Brothers Drive-In Theater on Route 22.
Oh my God!
That might be better. That might be better than having your graduation.
I was gonna say, I think that is better.
One literally for the history books.
Another senior, Emmett Halton, agrees to actually put on a cap and gown to cap this crazy year is huge.
Considering it's been a blur the past month or two, I think it's going to be really good that we do get that sense of closure.
DeCina has been craving it.
I've been crying like every day about not having a graduation. So I think having this last hurrah is really going to help, and it means a ton.
Kids are already planning to decorate their cars, preferably ones with a sunroof they can pop through to cheer and throw their caps. The valedictorian speech will blare from the drive-in's 56-foot wide screen in high def. And while the 103 graduates may not get to walk, DeGrande will, from car to car, passing out diplomas from a proper social distance. He's recruited an old industrial arts teacher to build him a retractable arm to extend at least 6 feet.
I was thinking one of those like alligator grippers that like my grandmother would have, and I would just dip into the car with the diploma. You know, they could take a picture. It'd be great.
And after the ceremony... Well, they're not going to let a trip to the drive-in go to waste.
So we're like, well, what movie would be appropriate for this? So, of course, what did we come up with? Exactly. Why not? It kind of feels that way for these kids.
I'm reliving the same day over and over.
If all goes according to plan, at least graduation day will feel different. And North Salem may well be sending off their students with a more memorable message than any commencement address could possibly offer. That is, how to roll with life's curveballs. Tovia Smith, NPR News.